Welcome to day 26. We are up to Perikhas Mishnah Zayin, again continuing on the theme of this Perik, which is disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding meals. So it says Mishnah Zayin, Misha Achel, someone who ate a meal, Veshachach Velo Beirach, they got up, they left, right, and they forgot and didn't bench. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yachzor Lemkom Avivarech, as soon as you remember, you should go back to the place where you ate and bench there. Beis Hillel Omrim, Yivarech Bemkom Sheniskar, no, you don't have to go back, you should bench wherever you remembered that you didn't bench, wherever you are. The assumption, obviously, here, and this is actually halacha lemaisa. This is what we follow the halacha, is that a person should always ideally bench in the place where they ate. That's considered benching b'makom seuda. We generally assume because you ate, you shouldn't get up without saying thank you, right? You shouldn't leave the place. You should show some priority to hakaras hatov that before you leave, you say thank you. What if a person forgot? So if a person forgot, that's why Beis Shammai says it's so important to bench in the place that you ate that you have to go back. And Beis Hillel said, no, don't worry. You can bench wherever you are right now. Importantly, the Gemara points out this is only if it happened accidentally that Beis Hillel says you can eat where you are. But if you did it on purpose, let's say a person said, I know Beis Hillel is going to let me bench from anywhere, so I'm just going to get up, I'll leave the place, I'll bench later, wherever I am. So everyone in that case, including Beis Hillel, will say, no, that doesn't work. Then you have to go back and bench in the place where you forgot. So this is only b'shogeg, this is only unintentionally, which Beis Hillel says you can bench where you are. Very interestingly also, the Gemara shares a dialogue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which actually reveals a little bit of the thought process of each. So says the Gemara, and this is quoted in the Kahati, the Gemara, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you're telling me, Beis Shammai, that if a person ate at like the top of like a skyscraper and they walked all the way down and then the bottom, they forgot that they benched, you're going to make that person walk all the way back up and bench? Right? Clearly, this is a practical, it's a pragmatic sensitivity that Beis Hillel says. You're supposed to ideally bench where you ate, but you're not going to make a person walk all the way back up. Beis Shammai responds, well, let me ask you a question. Imagine you forgot your wallet all the way at the top there. You're telling me a person wouldn't go back up and get their wallet? Of course they would. So then you're telling me that you would go all the way back up to Chavod Atzmo for your own honor, for your own selfish reasons, to get your wallet, but you wouldn't go back up for Chavod Hashem, right? To give proper honor and praise and Hakaras HaTov to Hashem? So Beis Shammai says you absolutely should go back up. Beis Hillel says, pragmatically, you can stay where you are. So how do we paskin? So we generally paskin like Beis Hillel, but in this case, the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that ideally, we would follow Beis Shammai. Really, we would go back to the place where we ate. If that's hard, if it's a shas adchak, you don't have time to do that, it's particularly difficult, then you can rely on Beis Hillel. But really, ideally, we should be following Beis Shammai and go back to the place where we ate. Okay, ad ema sayhu mavarich. Up until when can a person bench? Imagine a person forgets to bench right after the meal. How long do you have to bench? Ad kadesh yis akel hamazon shebameyav. Until a person digests the food that's inside of him. Essentially saying that so long as the person is still kind of digesting the meal that one just ate, then it's still the zman, it's still the time to be able to bench. How long is that? So the Gemara says, so long as the person isn't hungry again for the next meal, right? You ate, you're satiated. So long as you're not hungry for the next meal, you're allowed to bench. We generally assume that's around 72 minutes. So that's generally, if you forget to bench, that's generally how long you have in order to bench afterwards. Says Mishnah Ches. Balehem yayin l'achar amazim. A person has brought wine after a meal, but before benching, right? In that weird space between, almost like that dessert time, right? A person's brought wine. Ve'in sham ela oso hakos, but a person only has that cup of wine. So what's the issue? Remember, you're going to want to bench on wine as well. So Beis Shammai says, mevarech al hayayin, ve'achar kach mevarech al mazon. Beis Shammai says, sure, ideally you'd bench on a kos, but in this case, you don't have to worry about it. Enjoy the wine during dessert, have a cup of wine with your friends, and then you can bench afterwards without wine. You don't have to save the wine. You can drink it whenever you like. So it's important to bench the kos, but you don't have to go out of your way. You don't have to use that one kos for benching. Beis Hillel, no, you should save it. You should not drink it before you bench. You should bench, hold the kos throughout benching, and then you should bench, say Bari Pir Gafen afterwards, meaning it's quite important. It gives kavod to the mitzvah to have a kos shel bracha, to bench over wine, and therefore a person should really prioritize it and not drink the only wine beforehand. By the way, it's a misnomer. Some people think that it's only a particular mitzvah to bench on wine. That's only when we have a zimun. But bench on wine on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but it's not true. The real halacha is that any time you bench with a zimun, ideally, you would have wine. Okay. Onin amen achar Yisrael mevarech. A person should say amen after a Jew who makes a bracha. So why is that a chiddush? That's obvious. So we explain that really what we're talking about is imagine a person didn't hear the first part of the bracha. They didn't hear Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. They only heard the end. For example, Borei Pri HaEtz. So you actually don't know that a person was praising Hashem, but because we assume that if you know, if it was a Jew who's making the bracha, we assume that a Jew is doing it in the Shem Shemayim, a Jew is doing it for one's relationship with Hashem. So we can assume that the Bere Praetz came after a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that a person was davening to Hashem, thanking Hashem, and therefore you can say Amen. We do not say Amen to a Kuti who makes the bracha until you hear the entirety of the bracha. What's the case there? So we mentioned last time that a Kuti was part, the Kutim were a group of people that converted out of fear. There being a natural disaster, out of fear, they converted to Judaism, hoping that maybe, you know, they had this spiritual awakening, hopefully that maybe that would save them. And so they converted, but we were always suspect that it wasn't a full conversion. It wasn't really for that reasons, because many still continued to practice their previous, their praying to their previous deities that they prayed to before they converted. So if they say a bracha and you don't hear the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you have to assume that maybe they weren't fully converted, maybe they weren't totally devoted to God, and they're actually praying to the Avodah Zarah. But if you hear the entirety of the bracha and they said Baruch Atah Hashem and they daven to Hashem, you can absolutely say Amen. We'll continue with the ninth parak tomorrow.